Vettingham, Matt Stewart. Talk about timing. Adrian Bott. Let's have a chat to Adrian Bott in Sydney. How are you, Adrian?
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, Michael.
How did you go yesterday with the Inglis online sale? How many did Gay and yourself purchase?
We purchased two there yesterday. Quieter than would traditionally be. But look, I guess it just shows sort of how resilient the industry is. You know, the certain lots were still very, very strong. But we've been a bit cautious in the current situation, and got a few on the list for today that we'll look at as well.
All right. Well, let's talk about your runners on Saturday, because the stable's been in brilliant form, and you've got some really nice horses, including in the Group Ones, and Shout the Bar, who is looking to win again and upset probably the more highly touted fancies. How did she come through the brilliant win in the Group 1 Vinery? And is she a filly that you think will be better suited to the 2400?
Yeah, look, she's amazing. She just seems to keep improving, and she's coming to that run in great shape, and, yeah, just been thriving ever since. Look, in fairness, it wasn't a hard 2,000 metre race in the Vinery. The tempo probably aided her in that particular race. But look, she's had a nice couple of weeks since then, and as I said, she's doing very well. So, but she gave us the indication this was sort of always where we thought we could head with her. So it's always been the plan to go to the Oaks. It's certainly not an afterthought or anything by any means. So look, she's given us that indication all the way through. And look, if mindful has been her first preparation, and she'd sort of at any stage showed she'd had enough, would certainly be backing off her. But look, she's done quite the opposite. She's doing very well.
Is she a filly that can lead throughout and win an Oaks?
Yeah, look, well and truly, she's got such a great attitude. She relaxed beautifully there last start, so. Look, she's pretty versatile. She doesn't have to be leading. Look, you can put her anywhere in the race. I think obviously she's got a good turn of foot, so I want to be able to sort of utilise that as well. But she's got the great tactical speed. You know, like she was able to land in front in the Vinery, and that aided her. She was able just to run her own race while a few of the other fancy runnings were trying to sort themselves out there behind. And she just got away with some good sectionals there. And look. Probably looks to be a bit more pressure in the Oaks, but look, she's got the pace to be able to put herself there.
It's going to be a cracking addition. Colette, the new blood, and then Probabil, who you beat home last start as well. You've got a roughie in the race as well, Dorothy of Oz. Is she a place hope at 40-1?
Yeah, look, I think she can do. I want to be very forgiving of her run on the weekend, because I was going in there thinking she was a great chance, one of our better chances there for the weekend on Saturday, but she disappointed us. She might have just over-raced a bit, raced a bit fresh air in the blinkers, and she just failed to see it out. And, strong headwind at the time as well. So look, there might have been a few sort of factors at play there for her. So sort of going to back out, confidence with the filly, just change a few things. We'll take the blinkers off and might try and ride a little bit more conservatively, and that might be able to help us see out the trip. So, I would be forgiving, but I obviously sort of hugely disappointed on what we saw last Saturday.
You've got Conti Patiro, your Coolmore winner, who backs up from the Doncaster in the Legacy on Saturday. I thought she ran really well in the Doncaster.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent run. Look, she's just another mare that's just thriving, and when they're in form, really want to sort of capitalise on that. This has sort of always been the aim and the focus, and this was the program for her to back up. So again, wasn't an afterthought to land here on the weekend. But she's coming out racing in great shape. But yeah, she had a good run. She travelled into it well. I thought she stuck on very bravely. She's one that will definitely be suited dropping back to the mare's grade. And another strong Violet Ramble, no doubt. She really enjoy that.
Can Hush Rider bounce back in the Sydney Cup over 2 miles?
Yeah, look, he's been a bit disappointing this preparation, unfortunately. Look, in fairness, he's hit a few tracks that have been unsuitable for him. He does very much need a a good track, different horse on top of the ground. So he's sort of unlikely to get that again on Saturday, unfortunately. And last start, he may have overdone it a touch in the blinkers. So they'll come off. And look, he's freshened up nicely since coming back up here, and he's in great shape. So really happy with the horse himself going into the run. Just probably not going to get the ideal conditions where we'll be able to see him at his best.
And you've got Dawn Passage in a cracking Arrowfield sprint. Gee, he was good first up. I know you've got to take on California Zimbal again and the likes of Cosmic Force and Flit, but $11 looks a good price for Dawn Passage. How did he come through that first run?
Yeah, it certainly looks to be some great value about him. Look, it was an excellent first up run there. He's a little bit, his pattern doesn't help him. He sort of got back from that inside draw and was probably caught up on the fence and not the part of the track where we wanted to be. And he struck a bit of traffic there. So thought he was a bit unlucky there first up. He was open to improvement off that run and certainly feel we've seen that. So, look, I think he's an excellent chance. I think he's an improver there, second up for us, and looks a lovely race for him.
And you've got Vangelic, who's about $19 in the Percy Sykes, a step up in class, but it wasn't a bad run behind Larimer Street, who's shown that he can mix it with the best in Sydney as well.
I think she'll be a big improver coming back to a bigger track for us. She's a little bit lost first time up the straight at Flemington, and the 1,000 metres was probably a bit short of her best. And yeah, I thought it was an excellent run at Moonee Valley last start. She had a bit of a tricky draw and didn't quite have the speed to put herself in a good position there early. So, yeah, the tight track probably didn't help her there, but I thought she was very brave with all that being said. So, look, the slipper form's no doubt stood up, and that looks to be the form to beat. So, yeah, she's got to improve again to step up some of her opposition. But, look, she's a quality filly, and we always wanted to get her to this race and give her a chance. So she's travelled up in good shape, and yeah, maybe a bit of value there.
Oh, you got some nice runners on Saturday. Let's find a winner today, though, Adrian, because you got two at Sandown. You got Wimla in race number six. He's a $7 pop. What happened last start at Randwick?
Yeah, look, bit of a head scratcher there. Look, she's been doing very well going into the run, and she just didn't travel early for us and just struggled on the conditions. So she's been doing well going into it. So that was we'll just have to put a line through that one, and she seems probably an unsuitable race for her as well, and that's the main reason she's down in Melbourne, being able to find a better program for her where she's better placed. So looks a nice race. So outside of that, her form last campaign was excellent. I haven't quite seen that this time round, so I'm hoping to see a bounce back to something like that this time round.
And you got a nice chance in the last Ula Sabah. It's a good race, the last today at Sandown, and it's a $7.50 pop after beating Miramar, who came out and won again.
Yeah, look, the form's well and truly stood up out of his last run. Look, I don't think the odds was any sort of fluke, but look, he's one that's just gone from strength to strength, and he's been training very well down there at the moment, so he's in a lovely routine and enjoying his work and racing. Track conditions will be the key for him. He's obviously, form shows that he's not very good on the rain affected going. So if it's on top of the ground, he'll be much more effective for us. But couldn't fault him in any sense.
And you got three in Sydney on a heavy deck at Warwick Farm. Anything we should back?
Yeah, the track's going to be a bit tricky for a couple of these runners today, but look, I think our two-year-old former Terra is a lovely colt. I think he's going to continue to improve and develop into a nice horse. So if he gets through the conditions today, he probably needs a good testing 1,200 metres, which I think we'll see today. But if he can get through the going, I think he's an excellent chance for us.
All right, he's $9. Nice play in the first at Warwick Farm today. Adrian, appreciate your time, mate. Good luck, especially on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Michael.